Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show designed to motivate you, to inspire you, to get you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that is normally done in our LA Talk Radio studio, but because of everything that's going on now, we are making concessions to still bring you the show. My co-hosts, KJ and Niles, are not with me today, but hey, we're going to have a fun show. It's going to be filled with inspiration. It better be. And I hope you enjoy it. We've got a principle that I have been just kind of mulling over and mulling over pretty much all week. And I want to talk today about the courage to change. You know, there's so much going on in the world today, right? So many adjustments that must be undertaken. It's vitally important to choose, I believe, to explore the courage to change. Now, courage is simply the ability to do something different, even when there's a risk. So in life, there are times when we must adhere to being courageous. Now, I'm not talking about being reckless or irresponsible. No, that's not what I'm saying here. I'm merely suggesting that if you find something that you're doing, something about yourself that is no longer working for you, you've got to decide to execute a new way of moving your life forward. Now, planning is always paramount. When you walk in courage, you'll soon discover that more times than not, you will begin to feel feelings of loneliness, okay? You may have to fight thoughts of failing, and you may even desire to go back to old familiar ways of doing things. But you got to be of good cheer here, because once you've committed to wanting to see change in your life, you'll begin to experience an internal strength that is mind-blowing. This strength will cause you to use your eyes as the frontlets for vision, your mind as the breeding ground of creativity, and your life as one that will demonstrate to others that having the courage to change is necessary for living a purposeful life. So, with that said, please write your vision down in this downtime that we're going through, and be ready to implement it, because you do know that we're going to get through this. We will. We will. For those who may be maybe in the cusp of having, you know, the signs and symptoms of COVID, or for those who may be suffering from the loss of a loved one, I want to offer, of course, my prayers, my condolences, and to offer a glimmer of hope that you really are stronger than you know. You are. And I want you to just rest in that. All right. We've got a gentleman that's coming up on the show today that I had the privilege of meeting a couple of years ago. And when I tell you that this man is phenomenal, I really do mean that. He has done choreography for some of the best. He has a class that will will challenge you to truly live in the moment, to live from the inside out, and to smile while doing it. I'll let him tell you who he is, what he does, and how he truly can be a blessing to you. Should you be in Los Angeles or New York, or if you have the ability to jump online and see him in a class, he is none other than, I say, my Tor Campbell.
Hey, clap. I'm clapping for you too.
Welcome, good man. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to be on finally, you know, all this stuff going on in the wonderful world.
Wow, thank you
so
much.
I'm so grateful that to be on. No, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
What a great introduction.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, really.
You always listen to somebody give you an introduction. You go, are they talking about me? Is that me? Is that what I said?
Right.
but you tell the truth. You speak in truth. So I was just listening to it and grateful that I've had such a nice journey, and I'm looking for other journeys to come.
Absolutely. Now, Tor, you know, I sing your praises because of what you've done for me. But would you kind of delve a little bit on how you got here? You know, I know you to be this phenomenal person that just pushes you sometimes out of your comfort zone, but what is it that you bring to market, and how did you get here?
I will start actually with how I changed careers. So in college, I was a communications major. I never had the security to believe that I could make dance or any type of entertainment as a career. So right after college, I didn't go into theater. I became a flight attendant for United Airlines.
Okay.
And becoming a flight attendant for United Airlines was, I didn't necessarily like it, but I loved the perks. You could like fly to New York or LA and as if it was around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I got comfortable. Okay. And you know, in life, sometimes being comfortable is overrated. But that's exactly what I got. I got real comfortable with how life was. Although I was unhappy in my career, I was comfortable. So I was laying comfortable and happy. And for the couple of 5 years, being comfortable outweighed happy.
Okay.
And then a tragic event turned things around. I was, a night before things started to happen, I was in Newark as a flight attendant. And September 10th, I got off my plane and a friend of mine asked me to trade a trip with her. She asked me to trade a trip and I did not want to trade. I was just tired and plus I wanted to see family members. But I love this friend. I just didn't want to do the trade. So then she asked another friend of mine and my friend took the trip. Also on the other side of it, another friend was also trying to get rid of the same trip. And she called in sick. But in the place of my two dear friends, my other two dear friends took their flight as a favor, and that flight was flight 93 in September 11th.
Oh, wow.
And after that happened, I began to be a risk taker. I was at first for years, I kind of contemplated and felt bad, like survivor's guilt, like why I should have taken that trip for my friends. Like,
right.
Why did not do that? So for the first 3 years, I felt like my life stopped. I just was wallowing or feeling something really sad for even being alive. And I didn't do anything. I kind of just made my life stand still. Then I woke up. Art woke me up again. I went to go see this show, and this show inspired me. And I'm like, Tor, you doing nothing. Makes your life nothing. So you have to get up and you have to do something. So from there, I got up and I changed careers. I've always wanted to be a performer, and I never took the risk. And after 9/11, I began to take risks. And once I took the risk, I moved to LA, and everything was not peaches and cream, but everything fell into order. I began to audition. I got a big job over in China.
Oh, wow.
And I was there, and I worked for Venetian and The Sand, and I ran their entire entertainment department. That's a whole other story about how I got there. But in the matter of 5 years, I was running their whole entertainment department. So yet again, I was like, wow, what I did was I borrowed somebody else's faith in me until I got my own. I was on my way back here just for a wedding, and after I came back here for a wedding, I was having flu-like symptoms, and I just thought I had the flu. I checked into the hospital, and 6 months later, I woke up and I had tuberculosis. I was in a coma for that long. So then I lost my job, and I had to start all over again. I had to pick myself back up again. And once I picked myself back up again, I fell into the arts. And Zumba brought me back to life. I was taking a Zumba class, and before that, I was like, what the heck is Zumba? I had no idea what that was. In fact, I'm like, is this even dance? But it was dance. It woke me up, and I started taking Zumba classes, and then I got right back into my career. I started doing choreography again. I started doing choreography for everybody else. And when I was in China, I did choreography for like Beyonce, Chris Brown, Lady Gaga. We were opening acts. My group was. So I didn't think I could make it in L.A. because there's a bunch of black people that can dance in L.A., not a bunch of black people in China. But I rose to the occasion, and I fully invested in the arts, and here I am again. I'm a full-time director, a full-time choreographer. I do TV, film, reality TV shows. And part-time, I still give the joy of dance because that's what brought me back to life.
Absolutely.
So here I am.
Absolutely. You know, your story, honestly. Wow. I did not know some of the, I for lack of a better word, valleys that you had to go through, but I knew there had to be something that was of substance because you truly, you know, meeting you is just, you bring life. Seriously, you bring life to situations and to people that ordinarily one wouldn't do, you know, outside of their comfort zone. But thank you. Thank you so, so very much for answering the call. So you fit toward the model of the courage to change, because that's what we talked about today, as a principle, as a you know, principle is a key, it's a discipline. And for you to have gone through what you went through and still came out truly on the other side of change, my hat goes off to you. So thank you for living the life that you were purposed to live. I got just a couple of things that I do want to ask you, because there are people that are listening that right now are experiencing, you know, some I'll call it some ebbs and flows in their life. And what would you say to someone who says, yes, I know, you know, that I right now can't go back into the workforce because perhaps they were furloughed or perhaps they were kind of, you know, told to shelter in place and the job is saying, you know, we don't know if we're going to have you back. But what would you advise someone in this climate who truly want to live that life of a performer or write that book or, you know, write that poem? What would you say to them? How would you advise them to do that?
That is a great question. Two things. One would be, like I said, being comfortable is overrated. The minute that you get comfortable with life, you should already know that you should be changing, because life changes. You get older, you have to adapt. And number two, I would say get ready. Get ready to reinvent who you are. I'm always ready to reinvent myself because you never know what this world is going to bring. Is it a challenge? Yes. But if you look back at some of our favorite artists, they are constantly reinventing themselves to get back in the game. We're talking about Tina Turner, Beyonce, some of our great leaders that constantly had to, Martin Luther King, people that had to constantly adapt themselves, still being true to who you are in your soul, but adapting to who you are. A prime example of that is, I want to go back on Beyonce because she is forever reinventing herself. Yes. Meaning that she just does not stick. She's forever working out. She's forever eating healthy. And stay healthy. She's forever. So whether you like this individual or not, you must say she's always on top of her game.
Yes.
And be a master. Try to your best to be a master. And you also be willing to learn. I'm a great follower.
Really?
The minute I begin to follow is where I begin to learn the most from everybody else.
There's
never a time where I feel like I am the leader. And you should do all, I'm the master of everything. I know what I know. But even when I know what I know, I'm willing to learn and open up, because this world is constantly changing and the world is reinventing itself.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know what happened to humans, but in the last, what, century, we have advanced technology-wise unbelievably.
Absolutely.
It's been unbelievable. It's been, I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know if aliens came around. I don't know what happened around for thousands of years. But this last century, our technology skills are just unbelievable. So I say get ready. Get ready to reinvent yourself and be comfortable with not being comfortable.
That's a good one. Be comfortable with not being comfortable. So true. So, yes. So true. Absolutely.
You know?
Was there ever a time, Tor, when you had this awakening in your soul that you maybe said to someone, you know, I'm going to go over to China and I'm going to, you know, do this. Was there ever a time where you, I guess, did a forecast to people that this is what I'm going to do? Or what was your, I guess, for lack of a better term, modus operandi? How were you able to really have that epiphany and say, okay, this is something I got to do?
And, you know, I wish I was that person. Have you ever read The Secret?
Yes. Yes, I have.
So that is so not me. I wish I was that person that can visualize and things would come true for me.
Okay.
But
okay.
Not saying that doesn't work. I want
to
put that out there. I'm not saying that it doesn't work. It just has not worked for me. What has worked for me, though, is I've kind of taken life and listened to the cues and rolled that. A prime example, I was not a dancer growing up. But dance began to take me where I needed to be. So I took hold of dance and I took it there. When I was in China, I was a singer, but I gave free dance classes. And those free dance classes, it was 150 of us in China, 150 singers.
Mm-hmm.
They fired 149 of us.
Oh, they come kept on. Me. Wow.
They kept me because I could sing and I could dance. Because other people in their dance, they probably could. But guess who was giving the class for free?
Uh-huh.
Also, guess who was taking the class? The president's wife was taking my class.
Oh, come on.
Did I see that happen? I had no idea that was going to happen. So for me, visualizing has, should I say it works? At this very moment, my mind has not conceptualized the visioning yet. Everything that has worked for me, I just put myself in the do. I find the empty spot where nobody else is doing it, and I do it. There was nobody dance, but everybody complained there was no dance class, but I did it.
I love it.
When I came back to America, and there was people complaining about doing something, that every time there's an empty spot, and I can fill it, I do it. What is different about who you are that makes you stand out amongst the rest? And it depends on my environment. It totally depends on what's your niche, and that depends on your environment. You know, I go to Africa. I went to China because I was a black male. That depends. Mm-hmm. Were there other black males that can dance? Yes. Did they do it? But I did it.
I love this, man. You should see me taking these notes. I kid you not. Because it's resonating with my soul what you're saying, because you literally have to get out of your way. You got to get out of your own way.
Yes.
That sounds like you're saying, move out of the way. Wow.
You better speak. That just brought chills in my back. Because you're right.
Absolutely.
Because you can visualize as much as you want. And and does that work? I'm not saying that it doesn't. But guess how many people are visualizing that same thing? Who gets it? If there's one role in a movie and there's 1,000 people going after it, what makes you think that these other people visualizing entities are not as powerful as yours? It's only one.
Wow.
Who gets it? Who's in control of that? Who knows? You know, we don't know that answer.
Absolutely.
But I bet you better believe that's one person visualizing, they got it, but there's 99 people that visualize just as hard and they didn't. It's what you do after you visualize and you don't get it. What do you do with what you don't have, and then in order to retain what you really want?
Oh my God, man. Come on, man. Are you teaching a master class next? What are you doing? Because that is so, oh my God. No, seriously,
you know?
You talk about chill bumps, man. I've got chill bumps here now. And you are wow, you're on it. You really are. That's the power that you truly possess. You have a way, man, I'm telling you, of just changing the trajectory of people's lives just by being, okay, not necessarily speaking, but being what you speak. That's what you're doing. You are being what you speak. I know firsthand what I'm talking about. Walking into your class that very first day, and I'm thinking, oh, dear God, man, look at all of these younger folk that are here, you know, and all of the other folk looking at me like, oh, I know she's got soul. And I'm looking at them like, hey, can I borrow some of yours? Oh, my God. But I love the fact that you honestly have a way, Tor, of creating a conducive environment for people to just be who they are. Yes, I know that, you know, there are things that you have to play, have been placed, like the right music and, you know, the environment. But even for someone to, you know, be in your presence, be in your class, and to just be themselves. And it's okay if you go left and the whole class is going right. You know, it's okay. That's exactly what you bring. Yeah, man. Wow. Wow. So what's next?
Well, you know, your energy is not half seven. You have great, great energy. Your energy is contagious, not just who you are, but your personality, your smile. And I listen to your shows too, so don't get twisted. I'd be on the little Instagram, and I just love seeing the inspiration that you bring and the guests that you bring on. So I love who you are to the world as well.
To God be the glory, man. I promise you, I'm just a vessel. I just, you know, I honestly believe that change really does begin with you. And you are a prime example of living the life that you talk about. What is next for Tor? We're quarantining, we're isolating, but we're never lonely because of the technology that you did reference. We can definitely pick up a phone or, you know, jump on a social media outlet and let someone know that, hey, I'm well, you know, is there anything I can do for you? What's next for Tor?
Wow. Okay, there's some things in the works, but this is what I would love to talk about. Since we talked about visualizing, there's this one thing I wanted so bad. And I visualized, girl. When I say I visualized, I was on it. I woke up in the morning and I visualized it. I wrote it on my board. I said it to my mirror. And what I really wanted was I wanted to go to this particular school. I wanted to go to Yale for grad school.
Okay.
And I was visualizing. When I tell you I was obedient, as you know, some Christians may call it. I was obedient in the Lord. I was following everything I was supposed to be. Of the secret, I was living it.
Oh, my God.
And I got down, there was 364 people that applied to be in their program at Yale. They narrowed it down to 10 of us. So I got down to the final 10. And when they interviewed us for the final 10, I got into that room, and everything I prepared, I lost. I don't even know what happened. It's still like somebody else took over my mouth and they were speaking it, and I was having an out-of-body experience. Everything I was answering was wrong, and I knew it.
Okay.
But I was like, why is this happening to me? Why did I not get that as much as I visualized?
Yeah.
Side note, in conclusion, right? I mean, I was bummed. I was so hurt because I did everything that was in the books of The Secret. Whatever you know. But sometimes life has what you destined for you that you may not even know what it is.
Come on.
Okay. Here's the blessing in that. I also applied to another school called Northwestern.
Okay.
They took 328 students. It was 320 of us, 8 of us that applied.
Okay.
They now narrowed it down to 10 of us. They picked one of us. The one that they picked was me. Out of 328 candidates that applied.
Okay.
Was Northwestern in my psyche? No, but guess why that was a blessing over Yale? If I would have went to Yale and got the final 3, I would have been in debt no matter what. I would have still went there. Okay. Northwestern offered me a full ride. I get a full scholarship, and they give me a stipend to live. So,
where's the blessing? Come on.
I didn't even see that coming, right?
Yeah.
Did I know that was in the works? So what's next for me is grad school. I'll be, I'm 44 and old, but I'm going back to school on a full ride.
44, old man, come on. Wow, congratulations. Seriously, I love the fact that you just you're not existing. You do know that, right? You are living, and you're living, I like to call it, from the inside out. And you truly are such a, you're a blessing, man. You're a blessing to people, everyone that you come in contact with. You are, wow, you're phenomenal. So how can the listeners get in touch, stay abreast with who you are, what you're doing, what's coming down the pike? How can we follow you and stay in your life?
But thank you for asking. My name is consistent across all social media platforms. Tor Campbell, T-O-R, and then Campbell Like the Soup. Campbell Soup is good food. So that's T-O-R. Campbell on Instagram is the Tor Campbell, because Tor Campbell was taken. But okay. You can find me on Instagram, social media, Facebook. I have not did Twitter yet. But guess what? No. I love now? I love okay. TikTok. Have you tried TikTok yet?
Please don't get me started on that. I kid you not. I have a little affair with TikTok, man. But here, let me tell you, George. Here's what I've been doing, right? I really enjoy the platform, but I find myself staying on there for at least 2 hours at a time. And all of the 2 hours is for prayer. Go figure, right? I'm always I'm running across someone who is either going through something, just got out of something, or headed towards something. And I find myself diligently praying for them. It doesn't matter if they're Buddhist or Hindu. I don't care. They're human first, okay? And we all connection. So, yeah, man. Of course, I even made my first TikTok video.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
I know, right? Oh, my God. So, in closing, you have been so beautiful with your time. I'm so looking forward to this being over, not for selfish reasons, but I gotta have you in the studio. I need to let people see this amazing spirit. How, if you were issuing a word of encouragement, what would you say to those who right now are feeling hopeless, that they're feeling lonely or alone? They're thinking that this is as good as it's going to get. What would you offer them?
Tell them, or who's ever listening, that they have truly overestimated the importance that their opinion has in their own life.
Mm.
Sometimes in life, we get so psyched out, our mind sees us a bunch of negativity. And we believe the hype. We believe our own opinions. But once again, you have truly overestimated the importance that your opinion has in your life when you are thinking negative thoughts. Now, if you're thinking positive thoughts, it is all good. But don't feed yourself into your own opinions that don't feed who you are. Get up. This is a good time now. If somebody tells me they're bored, I'm like, I am not bored. I'm up in reinvent mode.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The most popular companies are created during this time. Uber, Lyft. The last time we had a really bad time, in town, I want to say 2011, mm-hmm. these major companies were invented. Uber, our Airbnb. These companies are reinvented during times like this. What can you do to change the passage of this life and this world and your own?
Wow. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You are, like I said, you're a beacon of hope. You are truly, truly living the life that you were purposed to live. And I am so grateful to be in, I'm telling my age here, your Rolodex. And but thank you so, so very much, man. I'm so looking forward to dancing it out with you. You have no idea.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks.
Keep the videos coming, brother. Please. We need them. We really do. I want to ask you, not to cut you off, but is there a program online or dance class online that you're providing, or do you even have time to do that right now?
I'm so glad you asked. Yes. That's the other thing. We always have a problem promoting ourselves. You know, I see people on Facebook promoting Tiger King and be like, oh, go watch Tiger King. I'm like, Can you promote yourself or your friends? Uh-huh. People forever promoting somebody else, but have a problem promoting themselves or their friends.
Yes.
I do a class every Saturday at 9 a.m. called Dance It Out. Last week I did Motown, and this week I think I'm going to do a, I don't know yet, I haven't decided, but it's every week I do a different theme. Sometimes it's Stevie Wonder, sometimes it's Aretha Franklin.
I love it.
And even if you don't like the dance, you can just get on and listen to the mix that I create.
Oh, my God. The mixes are so great.
Every Saturday at 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m., all right, at 9 a.m. And what platform are you using? Is it YouTube? Is it Zoom?
Good idea. It is YouTube. It's called MoveTube Network. It's on YouTube called MoveTube Network.
Okay, network. And that's M-O-V-E, the number 2, network?
It's tube, like a tube, T-U-B-E.
Oh, yeah.
Like YouTube.
MoveTube. I love it. Okay, network.
Yes, get up and move.
Good deal. I absolutely love it. Wow, Tor, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being such a beautiful person. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for shining light. I'm looking for, like I said, going to the studio and taking a picture so I can put it on my social media and we can be in the same room again.
Absolutely. And I believe it's coming very soon. I believe it's sooner than we think. I do.
I hope so.
Absolutely. God bless you, good man. I love you dearly.
Same.
All right. You're welcome anytime.
Love you as well.
Okay, baby.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Wow. What an absolute blessing this man is. I tell you, excuse me, if you have an opportunity to go to MoveTube Network on YouTube, you are going to truly, truly be winded, but you're going to have fun. I love having people on the show that, again, are methodical risk takers, all right? Remember the lesson, the principle on the courage to change. I'm not asking you to have risk that would cause you or your family any angst or any setbacks. But I do ask that you, like the gentleman said, begin to use this time to see exactly where you fit in this. I honestly believe, you just cannot make me think otherwise, all right? I believe that everyone was born with their gift. I believe that you have purpose. I believe that you've got to spend a little time not only with yourself, which is really important now, but spending time with your creator, getting to that point where you unequivocally know that for this reason I was born. And you can start right in your home, you know, make up your mind if you're a mom to be a better mom in, you know, this instance, or if you're a wife or whatever role you play, you can start right here. But for all of my dreamers, and I say dreamers, for those who said, you know what, I don't want to go back to life as it was, then seriously, take this time, get your pen and your pad, and begin to write. And write something on that pad that is so big that it looks like you're going to fail even thinking about it. But your dreams really should, for lack of a better term, they really should make you, I don't want to say scared, because we don't have that spirit of fear, but they really should make you scratch your head and say, wow, you really think? Do I really think I can do that? It goes back to, I don't know if you remember my telling you when the show first came on, I gave a soliloquy of how I got here. And I referenced being a little girl and having a mom that, even though she was a young mother, I remember, and my mom is still living and I'm grateful for that, but I remember at 10 years old, you know, telling some of the kids in the neighborhood, I grew up in the projects, you know, in Yorkville, and telling people that, you know, one day when I grow up, I'm going to be a medical doctor and an actress. And having them laugh, I mean, I can literally remember their faces and hear their voices laughing at me. But then going to that pillar, my mom, and asking her, you know, do you think? And her only question to me was an answer. Her answer was a question. Do you believe, Pudi? Do you believe in God? And my answer to her unequivocally at 10 years old, yes, ma'am, I do. And her telling me, then you can do anything you put your mind to. And that stuck with me. Fast forward many years later, and I'm still dreaming. And I still ask that proverbial question, can I do this? But now that question is being posed first to God, okay, and then to myself. And then because I am married, I'll ask my husband, do you believe I can do this? And his answer, you know, sometimes is absolutely, honey. And then sometimes his answer is, are you kidding me? So let's just say that I have more, are you kidding me, answers than I do absolutely. But nonetheless, I honestly believe that we get one life, the life that we know it. And then, of course, you know, you transition on. But while you're here, you are to expend as much of you in serving others with your gifts than anything. That is, especially now, that is really, really important. You know that there's something special, something different about you, then sit down, take the time to rediscover not only who you are, but who he is in you. And then, hey, write your plan, write that vision, make it plain and go for it. I used to say that whatever excuse someone gave me, I would counter the excuse. As I've grown and matured, I don't necessarily listen for the opportunity to counter, but I do listen to the opportunity to motivate and inspire. Guys, life can truly be mind-altering. It can be mind-blowing. And there are times when you just don't think that you can make it. There are. But I'm here to tell you, I am, and if I could see you, I'd tell you to your face that no man is an island. What I mean is you can't do it by yourself, but you can do it. There's absolutely nothing and no one that can stop you once your mind is fixed on making a change in your life. And if you have to take baby steps, then guess what? You take baby steps, but you take steps and you move toward that goal, that vision that you saw. And come hell or high water, come COVID-19, COVID-25, it does not matter. And I mean this, as long as you have breath in your body and you have a willing mind to do it, you can create change. You can be the change that you want to see. Seriously. Absolutely, you can. Someone said, well, how do you do that? You make up your mind that today I want there to be a little piece of heaven on earth. So everywhere I go with him, of course, my ideal purpose is to make certain that you know that you matter. It may be looking at someone in the eye, even now with your mask, if you're wearing a mask for protection or what have you, even now looking at someone in the face and saying, hey, you matter. Or, you know, I don't necessarily have to get the last roll of paper towels, you know, let me give it to you. And I know, as you may think, that just, you know, why would you do that? Why not? And this craziness right now, the best thing that you could do if you're going out, you know, for groceries or what have you. You're not just going out and you've been ordered to stay in, but if you're going out for essential needs, take the time to still smile. Take the time to encourage someone. You may not be able to pat them on the back or give them a hug, but you can tell someone it's going to be fine. You have no earthly idea what some people are going through right now. But if you've got a glimmer of hope, why not share that glimmer with someone? If you've got the ability to smile, why not share that smile with someone? Today has been one of those days where, you know, do I need to do the show today? Do I just wait until we can get back in the studio? I had to be open, honest, and sincere. And the answer I heard is, why not? Why not do what you said that you feel like your purpose is? This is me talking to me. Why not do what you said your purpose was? To inspire, to motivate, to encourage, to grab you by the arm and say, come on, man, let's do this. That's what the show is about. That's what it's about. It's about letting you know that we're going to do this together and we're going to smile. And there may be times when we have to kind of take a deep breath and wipe tears from our eyes. But guess what? We're still going to get up and we're going to move and we're going to take one step one day at a time. And we're going to encourage one another. And we're going to live the life that we were purposed to live. As always, I am so grateful. I am so very grateful for the DMs, the text messages, the comments. I may not answer all of them, but you gotta know that I am grateful. And I do not take you for granted. Enough of that. It's enough of that. It's now time to live every minute, every second, every hour, every day. Live. Live in the moment. Now, thank you again for following and suggestions on the social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dr. Tanji Show. I welcome on Mondays for 5 p.m. where we do the Talk to Tanji. And that's our way. That's my interactive way to answer questions and hey, present your product to me. I'd love to have you on the show. I'd love to highlight you and spotlight you because you are doing something in the marketplace. You are exercising the freedom, the liberties that you have to be who you were meant to be. It is an honor to come before you. It really is. I kid you not. And on Wednesdays, of course, at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Dr. Tanji Show, where we are, again, interactive and we have folk on the show that are making a difference in the marketplace. There are four things that I ask that you think about as we are kind of moving through these uncharted waters in our lifetime. I've not been in a pandemic before. I ask that, or the commands rather, that God gave us. I ask that you be fruitful. That's your product. What is your gift? What is it that you have kind of harnessed and said, okay, I'm going to do this? I ask that you multiply. The multiplication is production. Now you say it's a book, and you're telling people about your book, and now that multiplication is your getting that book out there. Distribution would be your replenishing. Distribution is your, let's say you got your book ready, you got it ready for market. You're now say in on Amazon, or you're in a bookstore, you're selling it from your website. The replenishing is where you're going from not only distributing your book everywhere, but now it's in production. You've got another book, and you've got another book, and now you're ready to dominate your area of gifting, because all of us have a gift. All of us are supposed to be doing what we were told to do, what we answered yes to. I do pray that you are okay, that you are better than okay, I'm sorry, that you are thriving, and that you are still, it may be some uncertainties, but you know, because you've anchored your faith in your faith, and you do know that for me, it's God, and greater is He that's in me than what I'm seeing in the world, than what I'm hearing. Guys, we're in this together. We are. And it is our duty. It is our responsibility to check on our neighbors, to make sure our family's good, to check on our friends, to make sure people are good through this. I said once that oftentimes you don't know when someone needs help if you don't ask. So ask for help. If you're feeling the walls closing in on you, man, come on, pick up the phone. After, of course, you've gotten off your knees. And let someone know that I need some help. But remember, you're stronger than you think. The sheer fact that you got up this morning, and whatever you're dealing with, one foot out of the bed and now the other one, and now you're ready to start your day. Thank you again for all that you guys have shown me that is possible. I love you. I love you. I love you to the moon. I do. And I look forward to joining you again next Wednesday, 2 p.m., and on Mondays, Talk to Tanji on Facebook Live. Until then, hey, check out my website. Yeah, I know, right? Check it out, www.drtanjishow.com. It's a nice little way to kind of, you know, stay interactive with me through email. It's fun, and I want the best for you. I want to know what's going on with you, and if there's anything I can do to make your life better or make your load a little lighter, would you let me? And I really do mean that. Until next time, I love you to the moon. Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only